I'm sharing briefly on unique ministry benefits. Briefly on that. Unique ministry benefits, particularly at Glow Music. And because today is the first, we need to know this so that we can do a good work for the Lord. Amen. The scriptures we put for the month, as we put on the page, was Nahum chapter 1 verse 13. I'll read the 12 and 13. Thus saith the Lord, though they be quiet, and likewise many, yet thus shall they be cut down. When he shall pass through, though I afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. For now I will break his yoke from off thee, and I'll burst thy bonds in sunder. It's a prophecy. And it was a prophecy for Judah. Or let's say for God's children. Hallelujah. Every season, God has a program or a plan. God is the chief architect. He's the best architect you can ever imagine. And he plans everything. He actually plans the end from the beginning. Amen. So tell your neighbor that God knows why you are here. Amen. So when you are at Glow Music, you need to operate by a certain spirit. It's called the spirit of understanding. Until you do that, you may think it's a waste of time. Music ministry. You need to understand. In the month of breaking limitations, you must understand that there is a reason why you are at Glow Music Ministry. There is a reason. Say reason.
Reason.
There are benefits outlined for you at Glow Music, which will in effect break every barrier that has not been set by God in your life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
If you understand this, you will go about championing the cause, and you go about talking about Glow Music, inviting other people to come when you see what God has in store. Those who knew Jesus worshipped him without being asked to. So when you understand the vision, nobody will be pushing you to go for a meeting or do what you have to do. Say, I must understand.
I must.
Why? You can have a king in your midst and still bow down to oppression from strangers. Jesus, the King of Kings, was walking amongst his people. Yet, because they couldn't identify who he was, they were still being oppressed. You can be a royal and yet eating from a pigsty. I don't know whether it's pigsty or pigsty, or I don't know.
Pigsty.
Thank you. Thank you. Those who went to better schools.
I see you, Papa. I see you, Minister Papa.
Okay. So you can be a royal, the prodigal son, from the king's house, and yet eaten from a pigsty because of a lack of revelation or lack of understanding. Amen. It must never be said so about you in Jesus' name. So never despise this vision, because the older a vision gets, the more it manifests its mandate. Stay faithful to the vision to access every blessing hidden in it by God for you. God will always hide a blessing. Is the glory of God to hide a thing? Is the honor of kings to search out a matter? God will always hide, and we are royals. We must always search. God will hide a blessing in a vision. And you need to understand. Okay. So briefly, let me talk about the benefits of the vision. One, exceptional achievements. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Our main scripture. Exceptional achievements. You are the light of the world means that everything that you do is exceptional. In your achieving, it's exceptional. Mind-blowing. They may not see it from start, but in the end, they'll be wowed. Right? Number two, spirit of leadership. John chapter 9, verse 5. Jesus said that as long as I am in the world, John 9, 5. The first one is Matthew 5:14. Jesus said, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. And when you compare light to darkness, light leads darkness. Leadership. Glow music is about leadership. Number three, super wealth.
Amen.
Amen. There's wealth and there's super wealth. Super wealth. I have never shared the entire vision that I saw publicly before. I see a part of it. The hard part. The work part. The day I will say the other part of the vision that I saw in 2013 before, I want it to manifest. As it manifests, the one day you ask me, I'll give you the full vision. Because human beings always want fruit before root. We want benefit first before we think about work. Sometimes we'll not even look at the work at all. Give me money, give me car, give me this. Go to work, I'm tired. My stomach is aching. They never want to do the things that will bring the results. When somebody gets results, this guy, he passed somewhere. You see? The rehearsal throughout the year, if you have, how many weeks do we have in a year, Kofi? 52. So it means that if every Sunday you were going for rehearsal, how many times will be a rehearsal?
Times two.
They've divided it into four. So if God is bringing you 52 blessings and he also divides it into four, is God wrong? You see, super wealth. Let me give you the scripture, Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight yourself in the Lord and grant you the desires of your heart. Psalm 1, verse 3. It shall be like a tree planted by the which bears its fruit in season. Super wealth. It's just a matter of time. Your season for manifestation is coming.
Amen.
That the days of all your work and your toil in God's house is going to manifest.
Amen.
You are sowing into what? Divine company.
Amen.
One day it will pay you back dividends.
Amen.
Weighty ones. Super wealth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number four, miraculous occurrences through obedience. John chapter 2, verse 5. Jesus' mother told the servants, whatsoever he says, do it. John 2, 5. And then when he asked them that put water into the vats or jars or whatever, it turned into wine. Without the obedience, we come for meeting, pray about this, about that. It's a command given, and then you do it, obedience. You begin to see miraculous occurrences in your life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Sometimes people share their situation with me, and I even see the testimony in it when they haven't even seen the testimony. It's very strange. You see, the person is telling me a situation. They were like, Pastor Bernard, hey, are you working? Yeah, I got a job. But before you were jobless. He doesn't see that as a testimony. They rather be complaining. Things are hard, things are hard. But the job that he doesn't see that one is a testimony. Wow. Miraculous occurrences. And then number five. Spiritual fulfillment. He leadeth me beside the path of still waters. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. Spiritual fulfillment. The more you work, the more you feel spiritually fulfilled. You don't feel dry. Dry. Sometimes your prayer life is some bum, bum, bum. You come for meeting, then we pray, everybody together, corporate anointing. By the time you realize, oh, you are up, you know. Some of you carry the fire, Monday, Tuesday, there is dying. Wednesday, come for rehearsal, refuel, then we are back. Thursday, there is dying. Friday, fasting and prayer. Are you fasting? Hey, then we are back.
Then Saturday, after the
one. Then you are coming down again. It's amazing. Hey. Wow. Okay. So.
It's amazing.
These are benefits, but wherever you see a benefit, there is an enemy there trying to stop you from getting the benefit. So I'll outline the enemies and then Kofi deal with the enemies for me. Number one, deception. Enemies of the vision. Deception. Genesis 3, verse 4. The old serpent, he told Eve that, no, when you eat the fruit, you will not die. He's given his own version. He didn't wipe everything clearly away. He just changed one small part. Oh, you can go tomorrow. The weather cries. It's not favoring. It's too cold. So let's make it. Let's make it next week. Wow. The scripture is Genesis chapter 3, verse 4. You call him the old serpent. He will always come and twist it. So when God came to the garden, they said, oh, we are hiding. He said, who told you that you are hiding? You are naked.
Lucifer's standard version.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Deception. Who are you listening to when you come? Who are you listening to? Sometimes, hey, people can be with you in the same church. Then they'll give you idea.
So let's go here.
Next week, Friday, what are you? They are doing your timetable for you. Oh, we'll go twist.
And pastor, you go just...
And sometimes, they won't tell you that we'll go to... But you, when you go and sit there and then you check, you will see that, and they will start this way. Hey, are you going?
I'm not going. Are you going?
Say deception. Eh? You have to go for raw gospel, raw. When you are doing the work, do it raw. Raw, no compromises. Raw, serious. You don't listen to any. What God has said, God, you are there for a reason. Just do the work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No compromises. Don't even give room for discussion. Hey, are you sure that, we should go? No. Hallelujah. Ask your neighbor, who are you listening to? You must rid yourself of any strange voice. When you are doing God's work, any strange voice, because the voices will keep coming. Hey, they are coming from all corners. Suggesting to you, asking you questions. You must not let any strange voice enter your garden and destroy your future. Hallelujah. The garden God has given you, protect it with all your, everything you have, protect it. That vision, that reason that God has, protect it with everything that you have. I'll just end with the second one and then. Memories of unpleasant experiences. It's an enemy. You can have a bright future ahead of you. Hey, God has given us a good vision, taking us somewhere. Then every time you keep remembering some bad experience. The purpose of your memory is to store information, right? Good. The information you constantly call into your memory, it has a reflection on your life. So you need to be careful the memories that you call, the information that you call into your memory. There are some things that you went through, let them be there. They are, that's why it's called the past. They are gone. Don't be calling them into your memory every time. Okay? How do you process the information that your memory presents? For example, somebody went outside the gate and then a car knocked him. But you must go outside the gate to work. So how did you process the information? So you shouldn't go outside the gate at all. Or you go outside the gate and you be careful. So how did you process what happened? You went into business and then the business collapsed. Does that mean that any business you go into with somebody, the business will collapse? So how do you process the information? You see, so what you need to do is have a good word from God for every unpleasant memory. A solid word to counter every unpleasant memory. We went to rehearsals. Everybody was late. Two people came. Is that a good memory? It's not a good memory. So the following week, then now you are working, using that memory to operate your... So you also come late. Have a good word to counter every bad memory. So when you remember, oh, it didn't go well, come on. Get into prayer. And then you declare what is right. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me just add last two and then we'll go. One. So number three. Bad conceptions. Yes. Bad conceptions about others. It's a mental problem. Number four, bad conceptions about your leader. Mental problem. You are working with people. You need to have a clear mind about them. Amen.
Amen.
Say clear mind.
Clear mind.
Next point, a habit of constantly engaging reverse gear. Reverse gear is your habit. Every time you are talking about their past. Oh, we used to do it this way. And one serious one is people who are always talking about their past victories. Hey, as for BP3, the way right now there, I don't know. But those days.
Those days.
They'll never talk about what is ahead of them. Engaging reverse gear. We are talking about now and what we are going to do. Oh, as for those times, we used to pray more. Oh. So right now, what are you doing? Every day dwelling on past. Ah, this guy cheated me. This guy beat me. This guy this.
Right now, the guy.
One woman you are going to marry. Every day she has a story.
Archives.
Stop talking about your ex-boy.
We don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear it. We don't. Stop talking about it. We are tired.
Then they'll start. As for Asante men, that's how they are. Because I dated one Asante. I dated
one. No, Pastor, not you. One. One out of the origin of
Asante. One. All the time, Pastor first. This pastor used me. This other pastor to use me. Oh, this one too is coming to use me.
It's amazing. Oh. It's amazing.
In fact, if you haven't learned anything tonight, please, we are ending with this one. Never live in your past. You've spoken about memories. Have a good way to counter every bad memory. Okay, and never be in a reverse gear. Whether it is talking about your good past, victorious past, or you are talking about your failed past. Please, we are tired. Let's move on. Paul says that one thing I do, what? Forgetting the past. Yes. Amen. This month of September, your language must change. You must stop talking about past victories and start giving testimonies of now victories and victories within the month in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Wherever you are, just begin to pray and thank the Lord for revealing His word unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. Kabarababo jebederia ba kabarababa ya ba jema nderia ba nderia ba zanderia ba nderia ba jemene nderia ba nderia ba jebederia ba nderia ba.
They are asking that affliction shall not appear to us a second time. If there has ever been an affliction upon our lives as individuals and as a ministry, we are praying that affliction shall not appear to us a second time. You want to lift up your voice and pray right now for the other day next. I want us to take topics 1 minute and pray them prayerfully, asking that Father God, affliction shall not appear to us a second time in the mighty name of Jesus. Rama Katanya da da Babushi in the other Baba Dilibi, Rika Papaya da da Babushi in the other Baba Dilibi, Ramadania da da Mamashi, the other Baba Diliana da Baba Kaya da da Baba, Rama Katanya da da Malashi in the other Baba Dilibi, Raka Papaya da da Mamashi Dilibi. We are praying for the spirit of understanding.
Yes.
The wisdom, Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7 says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And in all thy gifts, get understanding. Lift up your voice right now and pray for the spirit of understanding that our minds may be opened now to the things that God wants to reveal with us. 1 minute, lift up your voice and pray for the spirit of understanding.
Tell our voice and pray. Come in against the voice. Now tell us, now show us the weaknesses of our leaders. The weaknesses of our leaders. The root of in this ministry. We are coming against our power. And the name of Jesus. And I'm going to find you.
Thank you. to break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
Please let's take our offerings as we are still in the mood of worship.
So please, on Wednesday, 6:30, come down here and take us through all that.